Yeah, thank you. The issues of labor rights of women is, of course, apparently a challenging issue in many countries. And one of the best experiences that I think that may promote women's rights is also fighting against stereotypes, which is very important. And I'm more than sure that putting formal standards in the law definitely is not sufficient. It's not sufficient because the understanding is different, mentality is different, and if you have even the perfect laws, it will not work unless you do not target stereotypes and different understandings, especially when it goes to rural and remote areas of a certain country. My practice shows that if you go far deeper to the country, then you understand that problems are deeper there and you have lots of things to do. Because, you know, the officers of state, the state agents who are implementing these laws are against, to some extent, barriers of this understanding and mentality and the stereotypes. That is, it is very important, it is crucial to work with all the groups of the society, especially national human rights institutions. Like, for example, what we do towards this direction, we organize intensive trainings for state agents, for relevant officers, for the, we work with NGOs, we work with media, because these are, I think, the main ways, one of the main ways to target or to make the law be implemented. I would rather stop on this component. Of course, there are lots of components, but I would rather stop on this one because I think it significantly puts, it creates problems for the implementation of the law.